A report last week from The Hill detailed proposed plans by the Trump administration to slash elements of federal spending, specifically those that support public media, arts and culture. The proposed budget cuts would reportedly see the Corporation for Public Broadcasting privatized and the National Endowments for the Arts and the Humanities completely eliminated. And this has caused some concern within the arts community, as public grants can make up a critical part of revenue streams for artists and arts organizations. So just how might artists adapt to some possible changes under the new Trump administration? We tracked down some Lawrence-based artists to find out.
She look in the keyhole, she see her daughter. She have to break the door down, she call the neighbor girl, there is Liliana.
My name is Priscilla Howe, and I am a storyteller. I have worked for all kinds of entities. I've worked for the National Park System, public libraries, arts agencies in small towns, or I've worked for library systems. I've worked for individual schools. I've worked for preschools.
It's pretty clear that Howe does more than simply tell stories. She is also an accomplished businesswoman, a Fulbright scholar, an author, and an artist entrepreneur. She also helps other artists learn business skills through a program called Artist Inc., now in its second year at the Lawrence Arts Centre. Margaret Weisbrod-Morris is the Chief Program Officer for the Lawrence Arts Centre and coordinates the program.
It's entrepreneurship training for artists. It was developed at the University of Missouri, Kansas City, and it takes basically the fundamentals of entrepreneurship but applies it directly to the areas that artists need them. So it's custom-built training for artists to think of themselves as entrepreneurs and small business owners.
Run over an 8-week period, the program is an intensive series of workshops, discussions, and peer-based learning that uses innovative class design to help artists learn and grow together through facilitator mentoring and small group activities. The topics covered are a selection that you're unlikely to find together in one place, especially tailored for artists.
There's a section on taxes, which is groundbreaking and earth-shattering for most artists, legal issues, marketing, writing about your work, grant writing, technology, all the different technologies that are available to you, and of course, business planning, how to look at their environment, look at their plans, what do they want to do, what's available to me now, and how can I plan accordingly. And the mentality that Artists Inc. encourages, it feels like being very creative and entrepreneurial and targeted about my energy and where I'm putting my energy and resources at this moment in time so that it benefits me in the future.
While this kind of business planning is perhaps not something that artists are traditionally known for, the Artist Inc. program explores the challenges of goal setting, business planning, and marketing in a way that makes sense for their own arts practice.
So, here I am in the United States. All my life I am dreaming.
As a storyteller, I know that I need to tell my story, right? That's the deal. That's what my whole life is about, and that's part of being a good business person, is telling my story in a way that connects with what people need. I've always sort of understood that what I have is a small business, but I've not always been very good at that. One of the things that Artist Inc. does is it really explains how to think as a business person, as an entrepreneur, rather than purely as an artist.
You know, when you go to art school, it takes a long time to learn a lot of the skills just to practice your craft. And the business training piece has been like, well, you'll get out there and you'll figure it out. And I think the way most artists have figured it out a lot of times is by getting a 9-to-5 job so they can pay the rent, you know, and then one thing leads to another. And then all of a sudden, 40 years later, you haven't touched your paintbrushes in 20 years, you know. And I think that the program, this is a kind of a trend that will produce a much more creative society. I think we're going to have a lot more aware artists out there, creative people making a living and doing what they're doing.
Artists from all disciplines and backgrounds located within a 100-mile radius of Lawrence are eligible to apply for the Artist Inc. Spring 2017 session. And for more details, visit lawrenceartscenter.org. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Nick Carswell.